My lord, I have been trying to watch this movie for fucking months, bro. Joe List mentioned this on one of the podcasts. It's called The Killing. This movie came out in 1956. But he says this movie is fucking great. So, you know, I don't know, dude. I want to see it. Now, apparently, the deal behind this film is they pull a heist off in this, the fuck? Oh my god, I can't think of the words. In a horse race. There it is. I don't know what the, you know, whatever. But apparently this movie was directed by Stanley Kubrick. You know, the guy that did, The Shining. And other things directed it. What's that fucking film I can't stand? Clockwork Orange. I hate that fucking movie. It's just disgusting, bro.
At exactly 3:45 on that Saturday afternoon in the last week of September, Unger was perhaps the only one among the 100,000 people at the track who felt no thrill at the running of the fifth race. He was totally disinterested in horse racing and held a lifelong contempt for gambling. Nevertheless,
me too. Why?
He knew, of course, that this rather unique system of betting would more than likely result in a loss. But he didn't care. For after all, he thought, what would the loss of $20 or $30 mean in comparison to the vast sum of money ultimately at stake?
Out of ginger ale, please.
Yes, sir. Coming right up.
They don't give you that in the mental hospital.
Favorite Brookbath. Could be anybody's race.
Canada Dry, that is. Holy shit, that's the best ginger ale there is, guy. I'm saying it right now, dude. Canada Dry is the best ginger ale. The best. Oh, we're in the race. Here we go. I don't understand betting on these things. I wonder why they put the mask over the horse's face like that.
Oh, go get it!
So what'd you get? Anything? Nothing? I don't know. He's writing something on his ticket. 504 Olive App 4B, 8 p.m. That's what he wrote on the ticket.
Waiting for the race to become official, he began to feel as if he had as much effect on the final outcome of the operation as a single piece of a jumbled jigsaw puzzle has to its predetermined final design.
Whoa.
Only the addition of the missing fragments of the puzzle would reveal whether the picture was as he guessed it would be.
The result of the fifth race is now declared open.
Oh, he's slipping it to the guy behind the thing. Is he gonna stamp it? What are we doing, guy? Damn, he won most of his money back.
About an hour earlier, that same Saturday afternoon in September, in another part of the city, Patrolman First Class Randy Kennan had some personal business to attend to.
Hey, Tiny, that's a good word.
Tiny. I love these nicknames, dude. I wonder if they call him that because he's tall.
You don't overlook your obligation to customers, Julia knows that.
guy kind of looks like a busted up Rodney Dangerfield.
Suppose we make it 1,000. I'll rewrite the balance. It's a new loan. Give fiscal breather a fresh start.
Yeah, no interest.
I'm broke. Flat broke. Right now I couldn't give you 1,000 cents. But if you can wait a couple of weeks.
Might be arranged. But the proper commodity, of course.
You mean where's the dough coming from? I can't tell you. All I can tell you is it's a plummy sweet deal. I'll be able to pay off like a slot machine. Mm.
2 weeks, you said, no longer.
Maybe even less than that. No, I wouldn't pull a thing like this on you. I couldn't afford to. I'm glad you said...
Says a cop to the criminal.
I don't know as much myself. Friendship relieved me of the unpleasant necessity.
It's a deal, man. I pay you the $2,600 within the next 2 weeks.
$2,600. Plus $400 in interest? Whoa, God. No, you can't say no.
Take good care of yourself.
Please.
Take care of myself,
until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
At 7 p.m.
I'm Jerry Springer.
Johnny Clay, perhaps the most important thread in the unfinished fabric, furthered its design.
None of these men are criminals in the usual sense. They've all got jobs. They all live seemingly normal, decent lives, but they got their problems, and they've all got a little larceny in them.
A little larceny. I've heard of a bookmaker, not a bookkeeper.
5 years have taught me one thing, if nothing else. Anytime you take a chance, you better be sure the rewards are worth the risk, because they can put you away just as fast for a $10 heist as they can for $1 million job.
Ooh, talk about it.
Me, Johnny. You know I'll go along with anything you say. I always have, you know, ever since we were kids. I've always believed you. Everything you've ever told me.
Ugh, fuck.
5 years you've been away, I know they must have been terrible.
Oh, she stuck with you through prison? She's a good girl, bro. Don't fuck her over.
Terrible thing. You know something? This may sound funny, but waiting for you all those years and staying by myself, it was like, not that you were locked in, but I was locked out. Well, look at me. First time we've been together in 5 years and I'm making speeches.
Everything is going to be all right. I promise you.
Make sure you're right about it, Johnny. I'm no good for anybody else. I'm not pretty and I'm not very smart, so...
Oh, what? Stop that talk right now.
Not this time.
Well,
she's not ugly. What's she talking about?
I know you've got a lot of work to do. When will I see you again?
Saturday night. We'll be on the plane together. Look, Faye, until it's all over, I want you to stay out of the way, huh?
There's
anything I can do to help. Nothing. You just make the claim reservations.
I'll
tell them at the office
that you're leaving. Tell them
you're
getting married now. I don't want to
say goodbye. Oh,
hello, Marv. We were just talking about you.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Miss
Faye.
Hello.
Hope it's something nice.
Oh, yes. Johnny was telling me about what a wonderful friend you were.
Faye was just leaving, weren't you, baby?
Oh, don't rush off on my account. I know she's late for an appointment.
That's right. You'll be sure to call me, won't you, Johnny?
He's like, no, I'm not going to kiss you in front of my man. I'm sorry. It shows weakness.
Take care of Johnny.
What a wild world, man.
I'll see you.
A half an hour earlier, at approximately 6:30, Mike O'Reilly, the track bartender, came home.
Ruthie, I'm home.
Rudy? She looked dead. Why she got a needle on the nightstand? Oh, your wife's in bad shape, fella. Is she dying? What's the deal? The plants look like they're not gonna make it. Okay, that's an address, 504 W Olive.
At 7:15 W. George Petey, the track cashier, arrived at his apartment.
Hello?
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 Oh, could you be less interested?
I'm kind of sick today. I keep getting pains in my stomach.
Maybe you got a hole in it, George. Do you suppose you have?
A hole? How would I get a hole in my stomach?
How would you get one in your head? Well, fix me a drink, George. I think I'm developing some pains myself.
Oh, my God.
Sure, have I ever say anything at all without you joking?
Hurry up with that drink, George. The pains are getting worse.
Ugh.
I saw something kind of nice coming home on the train tonight. Something well, kind of sweet.
Candy bar, George?
No, not a candy bar, darn it. It was people. This couple sitting just in front of me. Oh, they were young. Excited.
Day drinking. Look at these animals.
Go ahead and thrill me, George.
Well, anyway, like I said, it was sitting just in front of me, and I could hear what they were saying. Well, part of it. They weren't young, exactly, and they weren't really old.
She was about my age, you said. Not anymore. Maybe she was when you started telling this story, but not now.
Anyway, she was calling Papa, and he was calling her Mom.
And the climax to this exciting story, the moral of the punchline, George.
Wow. Oh,
you
my God. Savage, dude.
Oh, George, when a man has to ask his wife that, well, he just hadn't met her, that's all. Why talk about it and make it all to the good in the long run? After all, if people didn't have headaches, what would happen to the aspirin industry? I recall you made a memorable statement, too, something about hitting it rich and having an apartment on...
Yeah, this lady got me crying over here, dude.
Not that I really care about such things.
Holy shit. Oh my God, I can't with this lady!
Maybe you won't be laughing so hard in a few days.
I will, shit.
Really serious? You really think you're gonna have a lot of money?
I don't think nothing, and I know it.
If you think it's a joke, start laughing.
So what makes you think or know that you're gonna have several hundred thousand dollars?
Because I do, I just can't talk about it, that's all.
Oh man, I'm crying. Oh, it's hot in here now. This lady's roasting
these
me.
Other guys, is that why you're going out tonight to meet with them?
They got nothing to do with that. I just got to go uptown for a little while.
I see. Well, you go right ahead, George. If you want to act that way, I certainly won't try to stop you.
Sherry, no, Sherry, honey, don't be sore at me.
Well, after all,
don't be sore.
5 years.
Please. Except for keep your attention low,
look,
apparently.
Anything for me. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. You go up and see your fellow, whatever you want to do.
Sure.
Wow.
Don't you be surprised if I'm not here when you get home. Don't you at all be surprised.
You better be here, you hear me, Sherry? You will be, won't you? You wouldn't do anything foolish, would you?
I certainly wouldn't want to, but as long as you don't trust me or have the slightest bit of faith in me.
Sherry, if I ever found you with another man...
But why? Well, you say you do, but when it comes to a showdown or proving it, you say one thing, then you do the opposite.
Whoa.
Well, I can tell you a little bit about it, I guess.
No!
I promise to keep quiet.
You stupid ass.
Just a second.
should have kept your mouth shut, guy.
Did you get away from George tonight?
Oh, no!
That's a break. I'm glad you called me.
Ugh.
Something wrong, baby?
No, nothing's wrong.
Can I get you a drink?
No, I don't think so.
Come on now. Is that my baby?
Ugh. Yeah, look down.
I step out once in a while. Look, you got yourself a husband, a gal, spend every last nickel on you. Won't ask you any questions when you come home from an afternoon movie at 9 at night. Don't be greedy.
I'm not greedy,
God. Don't be greedy, he said.
I'm the biggest glutton that ever walked with you.
Oh, don't make it sound so ominous. It's not like you're going to eat me
alive. Oh, God! Oh, stop. And there she goes. Bro, she's giving the whole gold. Talk about it, girlfriend.
No, I told him that. But he says the job's all set up and it's going to be done.
Yep.
And if I just sit tight, I'd be up to my girls on cash just like them.
Well, let's suppose this is all true. How do I fit in?
You know I've been going to leave, George. I guess you know why, too.
Well, you've been saying that for a long, long time, Sherry.
I bet that's what you say to all the boys.
George may be very rich.
George and his boys pull his job, and George gets his cut. Maybe I can take it away from him, man.
I think you could.
So you're what setting him up?
Only this, I looked through his clothes while he was showering. I'm quite sure George was there tonight.
Kiddo, I think we got something here. You know, if this is true, this is a lot bigger than you think. You're interested in taking George's cut? Well, I got news for you. Georgie's cut's going to be peanuts compared to this whole thing. We got to find out more about the overall plan. You think he'll tell you any more?
Not a chance. I could see he was scared stiff because he talked as much as he did.
Oh, I hope this lady gets whacked, bro. I'm going to tell you the truth.
80% or more of your puppy's lifetime growth happens in the first year.
Get a dog, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Oh, man. I forgot there's ad breaks in this shit. I'm about to just pause this because, you know, we ain't advertising for free out here. Alright, come on.
Get it, Johnny. About these two other guys.
What the fuck? So does it play the movie during the commercials? How fucking lame is that?
That's right. You know who they are and they don't know who you are. That makes sense to you, doesn't it?
Yes, I guess so, but that
makes sense to me, alright. How come we need them, though, Johnny? What are they gonna do? With a job with a rifle. None of you boys can handle that, even if you were willing to. And the other one starts the fight in the bar.
These other fellas, how much are they cutting in for? Not that I mind. Anything you do is okay, but...
These men are not going to be in on the basic scheme. They're getting paid to perform certain definite duties at a certain definite time. And they're not cutting in on the take.
Cool.
They paid a flat price to do a straight job.
Well, they don't know anything about the basic plan, about the job, and why are they doing it?
That's simple. These boys are straight hoods. They get paid in advance. $5,000 for the one with the rifle, $2,500 for the other.
Where's this money coming from?
That's where Marvin comes in. He's getting the $7,500 for us, and he gets it back off the top.
Now,
wish I could do more, Johnny. It's almost not right for me to get as much as everybody else. After all I do is...
Your money counts for plenty, Meyer. You don't hear any of them complaining, do you?
Sure, you're okay in our book, Meyer. But look, Johnny, if these two hoods get paid in advance, how do you know they're going to do their jobs?
I'll vouch for them. These guys are pros. They can't afford to weasel out on a deal. If they did, they'd be washed up.
Yep. Okay? Yep. You know it, dude. You know it, dude.
Well, let's take a look at this then. This is a rough drawing of the track as I remember it. Randy, you'll have to get me an A1 street map of the whole district. George, Mike, I want you to go over this thing with me inch by inch. Bring it completely up to date. Add or subtract the slightest change, even if it's something as small as the placing of a hot dog stand.
Hell yeah. Oh, shit.
There should be that much in the track offices. That includes profits on the power mutual betting, the breakage money, taxes from the mutual machines, receipts from the concessions, and the money from ticket sales.
Oh, damn, they're wiping the whole place out.
Money is allowed to accumulate at any one point around the track. Except for money to make change with and the mutual clerk's payoff money, why, it all goes into the office. And out of the entire take, only a few $1,000 is put in the office safe to cover emergencies. The rest is out in the open, held for pickup by armored car. That car arrives about 5 o'clock and parks directly in front of the main entrance to the clubhouse. Two men stay in it, one at the wheel, the other at a machine gun in the turret. Two others enter the office to collect the dough. Now, they're armed, of course, and so are the track detectives who cover them from the car to the office and back.
I'd hope so.
Once the armored car arrives, a stick-up is out of the question.
Oh, shit. Somebody's a creepin' TLC. Uh-oh. It's your wife. If the devil was here, that's what she would say. Sing us a chorus. Because you're stupid. She's a building inspector. That guy does not buy what you're selling, homeboy.
You'll let her go, won't you? You won't hurt her, John.
Randy, Mike, take him home to his apartment and stick with him until I'm gone.
Oh, I'm not even sure you.
All right. How are we going sliding or walking?
How are we going sliding or walking? Woof. We're going to wake up Sleepy Beauty here.
Duh. Meyer, why don't you take yourself a walk for an hour or so?
Yeah, I'll be back in a couple of hours.
Yeah. You do that. Oh, look at those cars, man. I love those old cars. Oh, shit, there's the guy.
Playing around with another woman, so I came over. And you'd care if he was playing another dame?
bother you.
Of course it does. Look, these fucking hoes, they can fuck 100 dudes, bro. But if you, please, please, their ego can't fucking handle it, son. That's what it really is about. That's what it really is about. You know, playing downstairs, son. You playing the downstairs, son. Get out of here.
I know you like a book.
Yeah.
You're no good, nosy little tramp. You'd sell out your own mother for a piece of fudge, but you're smart along with it. Whew. Smart enough to know when to sell and when to sit tight. And you know you better sit tight in this case.
I do.
You heard me. You like money. You got a great big dollar sign there where most women have a heart. So play it smart. Stay in character and you'll have money. Plenty of it. George will have it. He'll blow it all on you, probably buy himself a 5-cent cigar.
You don't know me very well, Johnny.
I say he got you pegged.
Money away on cigars. Isn't there a big if in there somewhere?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. If you're smart, if you keep your trap shut and don't nose around anymore, you'll have money. You'll be loaded with a capital L, but if you don't, there'll be nothing. We'll forget the whole thing. Nothing will happen and you won't have a penny.
I wouldn't like that. Frail as I am, I'd much prefer to be loaded.
Frail as I am. Ugh, don't bring them lips near me, dude.
My friends, they turned out to be slapping me around, calling me dirty names. I thought that rotten Randy had caved the side of my head in.
Poor George. You're all right now, aren't you, darling?
Doggone it, Sherry. You shouldn't have come over there tonight. It's a wonder we both didn't get killed.
I don't think there was much danger of that. After all, if they'd killed you, it couldn't be a robbery. They'd done anything to harm me or seriously offend you.
They have offended me. They've offended me plenty.
George, don't be such an old bear.
They haven't. I'm not going to forget it in a hurry.
Well, what else could they have done? I thought they acted quite reasonably.
Yeah, I'd say so.
What? What did Johnny do to you?
Cop out to a smack across the face, and it's robbery. I'm on a robbing spree, and ain't no stopping me. Come on, son.
Did Johnny try anything?
But George, what a terrible thing for you to ask.
I was pretty sure.
I don't think you'd better say anymore.
Why did you come over there tonight, Sherry? It wasn't for the reason you said.
It was for the reason you said, George. You said it yourself.
I was just trying to make an alibi for you. I was afraid those guys had killed you.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't look at another one.
Well, that's the truth.
You put words in my mouth, and then you say they're not true. I told you exactly what happened. Oh, dear. Everything's all right with you and your pals now. You're going to have lots and lots of money.
I've been thinking it over, Sherry.
I can hardly wait. How soon will it be, George, what they...
It ain't going to be, Sherry. I'm dropping out.
You're dropping out? Oh, you don't mean it. You can't mean it.
I'm afraid, Sherry. This business tonight, it kind of opened my eyes. Before, all I thought of was the money.
Well, you just keep on thinking about that, George, and well, think how disappointed I'd be if you didn't get that money.
Ugh.
I'd feel like you didn't really love me.
Ugh.
See how I could feel any other way.
Why? Why should I have to do a thing like that to prove to you that I love you?
George, what are you going to do? I want to know right now. All you've ever done is talk about loving me. That's all I've had for the last 5 years is talk. Now that you have a chance to do something and to... All those things you promised, buy me things. Well, what are you gonna do, George?
You know, there ain't a thing in the world I wouldn't do for you.
Then you'll do this for me, won't you?
Well, this guy.
I guess so.
You're perfect, George. You have no idea how perfect. I won't have long to wait. Well, it will be within the next few days, won't it? Well, when will it be, George?
You got your own way, Sherry.
Of course, we won't even talk
about it if you don't want to. You really love me, Sherry? No. You'll always love me. No.
Always and always.
No. Don't you buy that shit, son. She's lying to you. They didn't have Instagram back then. He didn't know.
Noble, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does.
Cool, man. I like Ryan Reynolds, though. He's all right. He's a funny dude, bro. But, again, we ain't advertising for these people. Oh, I should have read the fine print. Fuck, I missed it. You know that they popped them little letters up on the screen there. Yeah, where'd it go? $45 for 3 months. That's not what you're advertising, bud. So that's why they flash it up in the screen real quick, so you can't fucking get it. I don't think you could pause commercials. I like to read that fine print shit, dude, so I know how badly I'm getting fucked, you know? Ugh, what ugly fucking car that is. What is that, Land Rover? Ugh, terrible. I wouldn't fucking... Yeah, there's what we fucking need. I heard this Super Bowl is going to be fixed. If it winds up being... Nah, who is it? San Francisco, Baltimore, that shit was fixed. Because it was already up on the fucking news.
3 days later, at 10:15 on a Tuesday morning, Johnny Clay began the final preparations.
You want somebody to play with?
No, thanks. I'm just looking for a friend.
That's it. You missed the move. 9 to 9 to 5, who takes that? Rook takes rook. Me to rook for a check. He to bishop.
Go away. Bother someone else. You don't know what you're talking. He couldn't do that. You don't know what you're talking.
Shut up, Batsir. Make a move.
He's right. I could have won your rook.
Move, Batsir.
Look, stop talking or I'll call Fisher. I can't think with all this noise.
The gamer is?
John, hey, my old friend. How are you?
Good to see you, Maurice. Been a long time, huh?
I don't hear you now.
No, not very long.
Oh, shit, I'm pretty sure this dude was a villain on the Dick Tracy. Big Face, or whatever his fucking name was.
You have not yet learned that in this life you have to be like everyone else. The perfect mediocrity. No better. No
the one with the diamonds, the stolen diamonds.
Master, and it must be strangled in its grave to make our friends feel comfortable. You know, I often thought that the gangster and the artist are the same in the eyes of the masses.
Mm. Talk about it. Come on. For beating up cops? What a world. That's right.
He's being well paid to take a risk and won't score when the going gets rough.
Mm.
I was thinking, if perhaps you can work out some other arrangement, $2,500 I like very much. But suppose I were willing to forego part of it and take a share in your enterprise instead. No?
No, it's not mine to share up.
Very well, Johnny. Now, since there will be certain details to work out,
yeah. I'll buy a cup of coffee.
That poor dog is deaf now. Oh, look at how scared it is. Jesus, poor guy.
How long you had this place?
Almost a year.
Yeah, that's picturesque enough, but there can't be much profit in it.
There isn't. But then there isn't much trouble in either. What are you thinking about?
A job. Your kind of a job with a rifle.
What kind of money, Pops?
$5,000.
What if I could kill?
A horse.
A horse.
A four-legged horse.
And for that, I could find something.
Well, for that,
I figured that'd be a gimmick.
Bro, this guy's like a mumble rapper talking through my teeth. Nobody wins.
And there's one more thing. Suppose by accident you do get picked up. What have you done? You shot a horse. It isn't first degree murder. In fact, it isn't even murder. In fact, I don't know what it is. But the chances are the best thing to get you would be inciting a riot or shooting horses out of season or something like that.
Shooting horses out of season. This fucking guy is wild.
$1,000 for rubbing out a horse.
Okay, Pops, how do I get it?
$2,500 today, $2,500 the day after the race.
Okay, crazy. Now tell me something. What's your angle, John? You'll probably call a race off, huh? And then we'll pay off any of the bets. Come on.
Maybe. But what my angle is my business.
Right.
And Nicky, $5,000 is a lot of dough, and that's what I'm paying it for, so nobody has to know my business.
Right.
All right, John. I think I'm going to have trouble with it. I'm with you.
It's funny, I don't think the music kind of matches the movie in certain parts.
Looking for Joe Piano. Who's looking for Joe? Patsy said.
Patsy who?
Patsy Ginelli.
And where did you see Patsy?
Alcatraz. We roomed together. My name happens
to be... Don't tell him who you are. What can I do for you?
I want a place to stay for about a week. I won't be in it very much. I don't want it cleaned, and I don't want anybody else in it except myself.
I think I can accommodate you. So how's the boy?
Hey, he's fine. He's doing it on his ear. He's the best pitcher they got up there. And he
yeah, I know.
To tell you not to worry about him.
Yeah, he's doing the book, you know. High water friendly.
Well, he's a tough kid. Maybe he'll get a break.
Yeah, I know. That's so.
Alcatraz.
Hey, Ma, I got another one. You don't have to worry about leaving anything in here. It'll be safe. I'm always over here. There'll be no maid service. Want to leave anything in there?
Just this and another bag next week.
Don't you worry. Nobody will disturb them.
Spice and meatball.
Sure, he sent me, but he's a friend of mine. I'd feel better if I paid. It's kind of a business arrangement. I can afford it.
Okay, then it'll be $10 a week. I'll send the money in the bus to the boy. Thank you very much. Have a nice time.
Well, that's nice of him. Oh, what an annoying clock that is. I would fucking break that thing, dude. I couldn't handle it. Yeah, now all of a sudden she's nice because she's getting a fucking payday, huh? Give you peanuts, then.
Your problems will be my problems. Whenever you're worried about something, now, for instance, isn't the robbery, is that what you're worried about?
Yeah, I guess it is a little. have no reason to. I know it's going to be all right.
Naturally, you'd be a little upset at a time like this. Today, isn't it?
Huh? What makes you think that? Just because I couldn't sleep, it doesn't mean that
I know my Georgie. He can't fool me. I'm right, aren't I, darling? Today is the day we get over.
No, you ain't. It isn't today. If you don't stop pestering me...
It ain't never gonna be.
You have no reason to know. There ain't gonna be no money.
Mm-hmm.
George, how can you...
I'm in it, Sherry, now. I'm getting fed up. You heard what Johnny told you to stop butting in. Mind your own business. He'd call this whole thing off.
He told me something else, too, which I neglected to tell you. That if I did butt in, as you and he choose to call it, that he'd break my neck.
Well, maybe he had reason to. He wanted to make you understand that he means business.
All I've got to say is you've certainly changed your tune since he and his friend slapped you around.
I was pretty sore about that, but after all, what could they do? You said yourself they acted pretty reasonable. We had no reason to hold a grudge.
But I'm not going to argue with you, George. If you let people beat you up and then take their side against your own
wife... But you did, Sherry. You said, look, I wanted to quit. You wouldn't let me. You said I had no reason to. Anyway, Johnny didn't lay a hand on me. None of the guys did but Randy.
I was going to tell you something about your dear friend Johnny, but since you feel about him like you do, I think his word against mine.
What about him? What were you
going to
tell me?
Stop the conversation right there.
I think this guy's hopped up on painkillers. Look at his pupils, dude.
I can't tell you if you feel like you do.
They're pinned out.
Not having any faith in me and keeping secrets.
We won't have any secrets. What happened?
Well, I tried to...
She's dilated. I mean, you could argue he's looking at the camera, but...
Matters how I feel about you now, isn't it?
So you're trying to say...
Earlier that morning at 5 a.m., Red Lightning was fed only a half portion of feed in preparation for the seventh race that afternoon, the $100,000 Lansdowne Stakes. At 7 that morning, Johnny Clay began what might be the last day of his life.
Yeah, all right.
What time is it? It's early yet. It's only 7. You better go back to sleep after I leave. I just wanted to say goodbye. Till tonight, that is. Everything's all set. Should go perfectly, but if it doesn't, if anything goes wrong, why, just don't talk about this with anyone. You'll be in the clear for everything except being short on your books, and I don't think they'll be too rough.
No, I'm not worried about that. Matter of fact, I'm not worried about anything. I just wish there was something more I could do to help.
Done your part. I only hope we can do ours as well. We'll probably never see each other again after we split the money and break up tonight, but in my book, you'll always be a stand-up guy.
Johnny, I don't know how to say this, and I don't even know if I have the right, but I've always thought maybe you're like my own kid.
You can say anything you want.
You've had a lot of rough breaks, and maybe you've made a few mistakes, but after today, the good Lord willing, you'll be a new man. A rich man. That can make a lot of difference. You've got a lot of life ahead of you. A lot of people to meet. People of quality and substance.
What do you get now?
Wouldn't it be great if we could just go away, the two of us, and let the old world take a couple of turns and have a chance to take stock of things? It can be pretty serious and terrible. Particularly if it's not the right person. Getting married, I mean.
You better go back to sleep. The seventh race starts about 4:30 if you want to catch it on the radio. I'll be back here about 7 o'clock.
So were they a thing? That sounded like they had some kind of relationship.
He arrived at the motel at 8:15. He was on schedule.
Good Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. Now look, this afternoon a friend of mine stopped by to leave it a bundle for me.
Yeah. He's a cop.
A cop?
Yeah.
He's drives a prowl car.
A funny kind of a friend to have.
Well, he's a funny kind of a cop. Now you let him in, huh? 6:30. I'll be by right after that and pick it up, and that's the last you'll see of me.
Would you come in for a drink?
I'd like to, but I got a lot to do today, and if I did that way, everything would be all fouled up.
I understand. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. So long. Okay, sir.
What's in the box? There's a gun in there, isn't it? Oh, shit. Alright, never mind. Threw me for a loop, didn't he? The gun was in the fucking guitar case, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Or whoever was in that fucking movie, I don't remember. Now we're putting the gun in a locker.
It was 9:20 when he arrived at Mike's apartment. So far, everything had gone off according to plan.
Ugh, more ads. Come on, man. Bro, how many fucking things are you gonna send here? Yeah, I'm not in. I had that rainbow belt. I don't know. It's not bad. It's not terrible. But I'm good. I'm all set on that guy. I already got my eyeball on what I'm gonna do. It's always good to have options. Oh, that looks fucking terrible. Yucky. Those look much better, but I'm sure that's probably 80 times more money. Fuck that. Oh, man. Come on. Come on, Cletus. Hercules, Hercules. Come on, let's wrap up these commercials already. I've never eaten at this place. What else we got? Oh, please. Their food does not look like that, man. No fucking way. That's the fakest pizza I ever seen in my life, I tell you what. Get out of here.
Mike O'Reilly was ready at 11:15.
What goes on here? This is no way to get your strength back.
Very good, Mike, but I guess I'm just not hungry. Really, I couldn't eat another bite.
Another? Haven't eaten anything yet.
You gotta give her some weed, Mike. Plot twist. She's not sick at all.
Too much beer, man.
you the next day.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, talk about it, lady. The alcohol never did me any fucking favors, guy.
She'll be over this afternoon to fix your dinner.
Some of the worst decisions I ever made in my life were off of the alcohol.
Don't forget to eat your breakfast.
Now they got a key to the locker, which has the gun in it. Oh shit, they don't even have lockers in the bus stations anymore. Probably because it is shit. Or at least not out here they don't. Shit, they lock up the bathroom after a certain time, bro. Now we're in the locker room.
Well, what do we got here? Who's the girlfriend, Mike?
That's how you spend your money.
Blow your money on dames.
An old man like you, that ought to know better.
I ain't like you guys. These posies are from my wife.
Come on, tell them.
Where do you guys get off calling me an old man?
You buy a pile hat to get to work, Mike.
Look at this guy. He got a gun in his lunchbox. Right.
Okay, Mike, suit yourself.
I'm sorry, Bill. I appreciate your offer. After work, you know.
But if I ever do decide to run up a baby mama, I'm gonna put her up in the front seat and put sunglasses on her. Come on. Drive 8 hours to California and having a wave of the people. Hi. Oh, there's the till room, yeah. That's where all the money's at.
It is my baby leading by a length.
I wonder what happened to that voice. How come nobody talks like that anymore? Do you think they did that on purpose, or is that just the way people talked back then, and over the years we kind of shook that accent?
Be sure to hold all tickets until the result of the race is declared official.
Official. I think you had enough, sir.
Don't you think you've had enough,
Alan? I'll tell you when I had enough.
Your attention, please. The horses are now on the track for the second race at 6 furlongs.
At exactly 3:32 that same afternoon, Officer Randy Kennett set in motion his phase of the operation.
Hello, Fred. This is Randy. Listen, pal, when you check with the dispatcher's office and see if they've been getting me loud and clear, I think my set's a little on the rank.
Sure. I forgot the cop was in on it.
He says it's okay. Well, that's funny. He keeps going dead. Now, I don't think it's one of the tubes. I'll keep fooling around with it. In my regards to your missus. By the way, when's the big day supposed to be? Well, don't worry about it. The 6-1 is always the hottest.
Oh my god, 6 children. Get the fuck out of here, bro. No way. No way. Whoa. He just said, fuck you, lady, I'm out of here.
The trip to the track on half a dozen different occasions, and he knew at just what point he should be and precisely what time. He knew the entire success of the plan depended on his accuracy in arriving at the track at exactly the correct moment.
Mm-hmm.
A minute or two early was allowable, but 10 seconds late would be fatal.
I can't have that.
Your attention, ladies and gentlemen. The horses are now on the track for the 7th race. The $100,000 Abbott Lansdowne Stakes.
That's a lot of money, man. Everybody rich is like, no, it isn't. But fuck you, it's not. I've never seen that much money in my life. Whitefire.
Maurice was at the chess club. He was to be at the track in position at 4 o'clock, just before the start of the 7th race.
Oh, right, he's got to kick it up at the bar, right? Bottle of red, bottle of white. I hate that song. Yeah, we heard you, guy. All right, man. They're at the gate. We got it. Am I the only person that yells at the self-checkout when it's yelling at me? Like, chill, lady. I'm working on it, man. Why are you rushing me?
Hey, I don't have some service, you stupid-looking Irish
pig. Oh, shit. Here we go. 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's see how many he goes through. That's 5 so far. Oh, shit, they ripped his shirt off. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. He's got him over his head. He's gonna slam that motherfucker. There's 6. 7 with the extra bartender. 8. Oh! Get him! 9, 10. Come on, bro. This guy's killing it right now. You can't miss. That's no good. I think that's 12. 13. Oh, shit, that hurt. And now we lost count. It has to be at least 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 6 guys on him right now. There goes 8 right there. They rip his pants off. Maybe. Oh, no, they didn't. They just grabbed him by his belt. That'll make anybody uncomfortable. Bro, it took 12 dudes to pull this guy away.
At 11:40 that morning, Mickey left his farm.
I like that car, too. Although, I don't like the look of the convertible. I like it better with the hood on it. But I could never drive a car like that. It's too long.
Use the other parking lot, mister. This one ain't open yet.
I don't like the trouble.
You're not troubling me. I said there's no parking here. There's no parking, and that's that.
Look, Mike. I'm a paraplegic. I want to get in this lot to watch your business from my car.
That ain't my problem, mister. My leg's bum, too, but nobody's feeling sorry for me.
Talk about it.
I know what you mean, buddy.
So is mine. All right, Lurch.
Thanks a lot, mister. I'm sorry.
Okay, forget it. So if you take down that fence, I'd like to get settled down before the first race starts. Okay?
Sure, mister.
I don't know how much money he handed him. It was 25-cent parking. He gave him a few bills. No, I don't like this car. Never mind. It's too long.
Your attention, please. The horses are now on the track for the second race at 6 furlongs.
I had this laying around, mister.
Oh,
you might like to have it.
Thanks. That's very kind of you.
No trouble at all. If you need anything else, just ask.
I doubt if I need anything. I'm getting along just fine. Thanks anyway.
Well, who you betting on, mister?
This guy's gonna fuck it up, watch.
Red Lightning, huh? Red Lightning on the 7th.
Red Lightning.
So you betting on him, huh? Yeah. All right, guess I better be getting back to work.
I guess you better have.
No trouble at all. Sure, there's nothing else I can do for you.
No, nothing at all. If I think of anything, I'd give you a yell.
If he's paraplegic, how is he driving? Or am I a fucking Momo? I don't understand how the world works, dude. I don't get it. Ain't he supposed to cap one of these horses?
Your attention, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
The horses are now on the track for the 7th race.
Didn't we just do this 10 minutes ago? I don't understand how this shit works, bro. She would have been bored to tears watching this fucking movie. Keep your junk and leave me alone. Whoa! You should have not dropped that on him, dude. What a fucking terrible word that is. But I've used it. I have. But I only use it for ignorant motherfuckers, because that's what it means. That's the difference. It ain't a race thing, it's an ignorance thing, man. I don't give a fuck. white, whatever. It don't matter. Your skin color got nothing to do with your fucking ignorance level, guy. But because of the undertones of the fucking word, you don't use that word. I don't like it. I correct people in my presence when they use it. It hasn't won me a lot of fans. But, you know, it's not a great word. I don't really like it. Besides, there's so many other ones you could use. You know, Stone Cold Jerk Off is definitely at the top of the list for me. I like that a lot. I don't know, bro. I don't think I've ever fucking... Nah, I don't think so. Because that's tough. You can't do that. Although I've been called a cracker my whole fucking life. Jerk offs, right? What a fucking asshole. I look like a slave owner to you, jerk off, right? They'd have killed me too, stupid. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, there we go. Wi-Fi. Seymour, darling, and bestseller. Moving down the backstretch, it's Red Lightning by a length and a quarter. See, that guy's gonna fuck it up now because you dropped that word on him. Little Arnie is third by a length and a quarter, and Seymour's darling. Passing the half mile post, it is Red Lightning by a length and a quarter. I'm hoping it's second by a half a length. Seymour's darling is third, and Little Arnie moving past on the outside. Into the far turn, it is Red Lightning. Is it gonna pop him? Yep, there he goes. Now that guy ain't gonna let you out. Watch. Oh, he got clipped. That's why you don't use them words, son. They get you killed. And that's not good news.
Your attention, ladies and gentlemen. The horses are now on the track for the seventh race.
I don't think this shit's gonna work, man. I mean, I suppose it could still. Just because the guy got clipped doesn't mean it doesn't go through. Looks nervous, like something isn't right.
The horses are approaching the starting gate for the seventh race.
Oh, wait, this is a flashback. Dude, I'm fucking dumb. Here goes our boy.
They're off by running. At the start, it is Red Lightning breaking on top. Birdie Street is second. I'm hoping is third. White Fire is fourth.
Little Arnie is next. Seymour Darling and Bestseller. Moving down the back track, it's Red Lightning by a length and a quarter.
All right.
Moving in second by three quarters of a length. Little Arnie is third by a length and a quarter and Seymour Darling. Passing the half mile post in is Red Lightning by a length and a quarter. I'm hoping it's second by a half length. Seymour Darling is third and Little Arnie moving past to the outside.
I don't know shit about guns, but that looks serious. Oh shit, he got a fucking mask on. Get out of here. Looks like a member of Slipknot all of a sudden, this fucking guy. What do you think? Is he gonna make it?
Now, one move out of any one of you, and I'm gonna start firing. You
fill out the bag. Drop it and kick it towards me.
Get over here.
Yep. I know the drill.
All right, turn around and face the wall.
Oh, that's a lot of money, dog.
All right, no money in the safe.
Bro, the bag is full, dude. You can't fit anything else in there. Well, he's gonna try. See, you're so busy watching the guy with the money, you don't see the other guys. What are we doing here? Now, get greedy, fucking take it and go, son. Ugh.
All right,
that's good. Yeah.
Put the bag here in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, good luck carrying it.
Get back over there. Now, I'm going to open this door. I want you to go through it and go into the locker room. And close the door after you. I'm going to start firing through that door 15 seconds after you close the door. Let's go.
Of course she needs water.
Hey, close it.
Yeah, let's give you this. It's been sitting up here for a while. Alright, so that's why the window was open. That makes sense. Throw the money out the window, have the cop pick it up, bring it back for the split. It's not time for you to eat yet, baby. I don't know why you're grilling me. Now he's out in the crowd. Nobody knows nothing.
Bulletin. In one of the most daring and methodically executed holdups in criminal history, a lone bandit wearing a rubber mask today took an estimated $2 million stuffed into a large duffel bag from the offices of a Lansdowne racetrack. The robbery occurred during the running of the seventh race and was apparently timed to coincide with the shooting of Red Lightning, just as the horse, valued at $250,000, was leading the pack.
Not only in front of the door, man, I gotta go out of there soon. Oh, I gotta steal that. 100%. Right? It goes in the cop car. Come on, bro.
Lighter right on my feet. I reported my radio out of order before I went out to the track. But the captain ain't buying it. He's convinced I was holed up somewhere drunk. And if the captain's convinced, there ain't nobody that can unconvince him. Besides, no one's gonna think anything of seeing a cop at the racetrack. I mean, they won't get any funny ideas about it. Tied in with the robbery. Anyway, if they do, won't cut any ice.
It won't cut ice. Never heard that before.
So I guess I'll just have to break down, admit it, and take my punishment.
Yeah, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it, Randy? 30-day suspension.
It's 7:15. Don't worry, you get here. You gotta pick up the dough at the motel where I dropped it. There's a funny little guy named Joe Piano there. He runs the place, I guess. Sure hope Johnny knows how to pick his friends. I need another drink.
You need to slow down, guy.
What do you need to hear? Everything else runs on a timetable until it comes to paying us our shares. And the timetable breaks down. He's supposed to be here at 7.
It's gonna be a bullet with your name on it.
Everybody else, where's this? It'd be a mess if you don't keep those mitts up.
Oh, wait, shit!
Johnny, what time did you do? Look, I've been sitting on that car since 4 o'clock listening to that radio. I heard some pretty interesting things. Grandpa, tell me what time Johnny get here.
I'm gonna give you a bum steer, buddy. Look around.
Can't believe you attempt, huh? What if I had a certain little lady here? Hey, where's the jerk? George.
Oh shit! He got him. Oh, George is out, right? Did he get hit? Yeah, I think George is dead. Damn, everybody's dead. Shut the fuck up. George is the only one that made it? Well, now he doesn't have to cut it with so many people.
Oh, it's just a mistake. I'm sorry.
Hey, watch. There's no money in there. Oh, there it is. I was gonna say, did he fuck you over? You know what they say, there's no honor amongst thieves.
Johnny arrived at the meeting place at 7:29, still 15 minutes late.
Lucky for him, he was late enough not to get whacked, you see? Meh. Georgie, baby, what are you doing? Get the fuck out of there.
10 minutes later, he bought the largest suitcase he could find.
Hmm. And it all don't even fit in their Monopoly money. Look at all that, dude. That's the fakest money I ever seen. I love it. You gonna get the rest of that off of the ground there, sir? Yeah, that latch is broken, mister. You about to die. Oh, she's talking to the other dude. Didn't expect to see me, did you, hooker? Because I'm greedy. He did.
Get out of here before he gets here.
I killed that motherfucker.
The door's behind you. Take a cab.
The door's behind you. What a heartless hoe.
George, you better go on and go. You look terrible.
Well, at least there's some justice in this fucking world. Bullshit. Enjoy the shell, bitch. Rest in piss. Fuck you. Well, now everybody's dead. Except for the parrot. This lady seems like she should get some of the fucking money, man. She's like the only one that's not crooked around here. There's robbery and all that, but... Oh my god. Ugh. Please. You're fucked, pal.
Good
suggest.
very close to flight time. There are other passengers waiting. Perhaps the gentleman's worried about the contents of the bag. Is that it? We'd be very happy to insure it.
More than happy. We'd be delighted. Just give me its estimated value and tell me what's in it.
No, there's nothing in it. I mean, just personal items, things like that. All right. Check it through.
Passengers.
Thank you, sir. I'm sure you'll find this.
You're never seeing that money, guy. Never. But then again, maybe they didn't have the fucking cameras and all that back then, right? So they probably can't see what's inside of the suitcase. Damn, that didn't look good at all. I thought that engine was about to blow up right there for a second. Now the dog's gonna rip the thing off and the money's coming out everywhere. Oh, there it is! Shut up! No fucking way. It's all gone, every dollar of it. Wow. Karma's a bitch, ain't it? Now you got nothing. Oh, very serious. All over. Yeah, please come clean it up. I'll do no such thing. Wow. All that work for nothing, bro. And now you can't even get a cab. Wow, really? That's it? That's how it goes? Right back to prison? Fuck that, dude. Well, what's the moral of the story, kids? Don't rob nothing. Woof. What a fucking movie that is.